各位亲爱的听众朋友，欢迎来到 Julia 的每日原味美语课堂。Julia 将带领体验美国哈佛、美国纽约大学的口语课堂学习内容。Let's go！今天我们首先还是来回顾一下 Jack 描述的关于自己的故事。Oh no, there is Bonnie Margolin. A year ago, some mutual friends of ours fixed us up because they thought we would hit it off. Unfortunately, she was on the rebound, so I didn't want to get involved. I tried to let her down easy, but she got furious and started screaming at me. Oh, no, she's coming this way. John, Jack 说到的 under rebound 是什么意思呢？今天我们就来学习这个原位表述 on the rebound，rebound。To be on the rebound means to be reacting or recovering from an unhappy experience, especially the end of a love affair. To be on the rebound, 它是指失恋以后急于谈恋爱。那么对这样的人呢，我们可是要当心。刚失恋或者是刚离婚的人，心灵是遭受到伤害的。这些人呢，往往就急着找到另外一个人谈恋爱或者结婚。这样很可能呢，就会把你当作受伤的心灵的替代物，而并非是真心的爱侣。这样的恋情和婚姻是不会长久的。我们来看下面的句子：If you are going out with Tina, be careful. She's on the rebound and may want to get seriously involved too early. 你要和 Tina 谈恋爱，可要小心，她刚刚失恋，急着找替身呢，说不定就想把关系尽快搞定了。Get involved 的意思是介入，那么在这个短语的后面加上一个介词 with，那就表示与某人有染的意思了。Get involved with somebody。Get involved with somebody. If you want to start a serious relationship with Mandy, don't ask her out now. She's on the rebound and still cries over her breakup every day. 如果你要和 Mandy 认真建立恋爱关系，现在还是不要和她约会，因为她刚失恋，急着找替身，每天都在哭着呢。我们要表示与某人谈恋爱，也可以用这么一个表述：to start a serious relationship with。句中还有一个短语 cry over，这里的 over 的意思是表示原因，cry over 的意思就是因什么什么而哭泣。She quarreled with Paul and then married Peter on the rebound from him. I know。It wouldn't last long. 她和 Paul 争吵后离开了他，愤而嫁给了 Peter。我知道这不会长久的。在这个句子中，注意 quarrel with 意思是与某人争吵，marry somebody on the rebound from somebody 意思是离开某人，转而立即嫁给某人。那么 on the rebound 是非正式书面用语。Jack 说的 "She was on the rebound" 用标准书面英语来说，怎么说呢？我们可以用 "Be eager to get back into a relationship after recently ending one" 来进行替换，即 "She was eager to get back into a relationship" after recently ending one. 好了，最后请大家跟 Julia 一起大声来读一遍。She was on the rebound. She was eager to get back into a relationship after recently ending one. All right, that's all for today. 明天我们将继续学习这一课的最后一个单词。Let somebody easy down. Okay, see you tomorrow.